So I guess we'll call our informal meeting to order. And I think, Claude, you were gonna do the land acknowledgement, weren't you? Are you gonna do the land acknowledgement?
I'm sure nobody of you want to understand what I'm saying.
That's okay.
You want me to do it now?
Sure.
Okay. Jama kak moshe alkan esak in san mikmaki territoire ancestral et non cédé du peuple mikmaq sur le territoire est couvert par le traité de paix et d'amitié que les peuples mikmaq et Wolastoqikwi ont premièrement signé avec la couronne britannique en 1725. Les traités ne traitaient pas avec cession les terres et les ressources, mais reconnaissaient les titres Mi'kmaq et Wolastoqikwi'k et établissaient les règles pour ceux qui allaient devenir une relation continue entre les nations. Thank you.
Okay, we can't do the approval of the agenda. Okay, so financial update.
Laura, would you mind taking your mask off?
Do you want me to move over? Do you want me to scoot over a bit?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to keep my husband all right. So we do have till the end of August, everyone. So there's updated information. So I just want to make sure everyone has the latest. Yes, this is the difference. It's updated from the mail out.
Yes.
Okay. Does everyone have till the end of August?
I just reading your bylaws. I think you do have four. Quorum shall consist of a majority of the members who have four of seven members who have a majority.
Okay.
We'll back up.
Yeah, perfect.
We're all set.
Okay.
So could I have a motion?
There's not the potential board members, it's up with members existing. So you have seven board members appointed and you have four present. So four, if all four of you voted again and the other three voted the other way, you still have a majority to pass the motion. So you have a majority.
So, could we have approval of the agenda?
I move to approve the agenda.
I'll say.
Okay. We'll be busy first and seconding tonight. Okay.
Do we have a second?
Yes, Claude. And then, do we have any business arising from the minutes of the meeting, which was held June 15th. Yes, we have approval of the minutes, from the meeting of June 15th.
I move to approve the minutes of June 15th.
Okay. And then, business arising from those minutes. Claude did.
Oh, did he? Yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah, because Jana couldn't do it. She wasn't here.
Right. Okay. Does anyone have business arising? Laura, did any more movement on the van?
We did put the order in for the van, and we put down the deposit for the van, but we have no idea of when the van may arrive. We were purchasing a new Ford Transit for the deliveries that we do. So, but it does look good. It's a beautiful. It will be a beautiful vehicle.
Just making sure this is working. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the update on that.
Can I ask a question on that?
Sure.
Okay, you make the down payment now. Let's say they give you a price. In a year from now, that van is delivered. Is it the same price?
No, they will not guarantee the price. They will not. It's likely to be a percentage increase.
So in a year from now, if you say no, we don't...
it in a heartbeat. They'll sell it very, very quickly.
But you won't get back your deposit.
No, they'll give you your deposit even.
Oh, yeah. Anyways, hopefully we'll get it. Hopefully.
Yeah, no, we would get the deposit, but you would definitely need the van, so.
Yeah.
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 And anything else for business arising for the minutes? Okay, so now we can do the financial update.
Okay, so we created some summary financial information. Carly, who is our finance officer, and I worked on this over the summer. The reason that we created this was some of the feedback from the report. And we, you know, it provides different information than what is available on the income statement. And we don't know if this is helpful to you, but we wanted to start this process and see what could come out of it. When you're looking at payroll and employee benefits, that payroll includes both French and English payroll and the cost of employee benefits. The committed on that line is actually length of service bonuses that are paid out at the end of the year. So we know that we're going to pay those. And then we've got the spent, and you've got the percentages and the second lower part, and then the percentage of the year. So for example, payroll is at 40% and we're at 42% of the year, so you can see that we are running under on payroll. And, you know, perhaps that's useful. Collections, physical and digital, you can see that we have 79% spent or committed. And with books, it's hard to imagine, but we buy books in advance of their publication date. So we have books that are purchased but not published yet. So we get books, you know, we could be ordering books for December now, for example, and we're paying for them, but we won't receive them until they're released everywhere. So it's a very different, libraries get the opportunity to do that like bookstores do. And this gives us this commitment in advance. Some of our digital collections as well, we know we have to budget or we're committed to an agreement. And so again, some of that may be committed. But you can see that only 42% of the year, but we have 79% of our collection funds already committed. So that 21% means that, you know, the last quarter of the year could be quite lean for purchasing, you know, patron requests. Like, we get a lot of requests from the public to purchase materials, and that's how our collection budget isn't really quite high enough, is what it's feeling like, looking like at this point in the year. So we're going to monitor that and learn a little bit more about it, analyzing it this way. So, I don't know, does anyone have any feedback or thoughts about this approach? Because we're trying to make sure we make bring you useful financial oversight.
It's kind of nice to see the kind of the larger picture, you know, just a general idea aside from the very detailed. And the percentages are nice to see too, I think.
Yeah, it seemed like it was helpful to me even just go, okay, here's where we are in the year, here's where we are in these really key areas. Because obviously payroll, employee benefits is our largest, you know, like our largest budget. Mm-hmm. And then collections is very important as well, critical to operations. So, you know, we certainly can think more about this, and if anyone has any thoughts, you can certainly send them to me by email, and Carly and I can look at what we can do. We have provided the income statement to the end of August. I won't take us through that in detail. I'm sure we'd all... but if anyone has any questions about the income statement, so this is the polar opposite document. It's the real minutia in detail. Do you have a copy there?
I don't think so.
Okay, let's get you that. Yeah, the updated version might be the issue. Hang on, I have it right here. Okay. had been accepting.
I noticed that our audit budget is over this year.
Which budget?
Our audit.
Audit, yes, that is definitely.
Just an increase of.
Yes, yeah. And it was a case of them sort of springing an increase on us very near the end of the year. So we can certainly work towards getting that more accurate. If there aren't any questions, and you can certainly take it away and look at it in more detail and send questions, and you can, we'd need to accept the report.
To that effect, or do we just need to accept it? I'm trying to remember. I think we had this discussion before.
Yes, we did. My understanding, Bill, if you remember that, is that we need a motion to accept the report. You're not approving the report, but
right,
you're
to
accepting
accept it.
It.
Yeah. Okay. So we need a motion to accept the financial report. So that's Claude. And anyone to second?
Is that the income statement?
Yes.
Income statement.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Motion. Okay. And then the CEO report.
Actually, we have one other document.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. It's a new document. It's lengthwise like this, folks, barely readable at this size. I apologize for that. I just wanted to give you information about this document. It's a working document that Carly and I have started on. And it is different financial information again, because that was part of the feedback, was what financial information and how we're reporting. So this document gives you every grant that we currently have. Because grants, you can't really budget them in your annual operating budget, because they roll over multiple years and you could have the grant but be unable to do the project for various reasons. And so we've created this tool and this document to bring the grant information to the board so that you get an opportunity to see all the grants that we're managing.
The status and update.
Yeah, the status and update. So this is a new document. It has a lot of very rough notes, which I apologize for, but we're trying to see how is this useful to everyone.
I think it's great.
Yeah, it's
very informative. And
yeah.
You know, like you said, you cannot put in the budget. It's hard to report on, but this is informative and also keeps us update where we're at on each individual grant and if the project is completed or not completed. So I find this very useful.
Good.
Yeah.
We can keep refining it and see if there are better ways to sort of display the information, like we could individualize with tabs on the Excel document each grant. But some of these grants, like, you know, for example, the community technology funding, we got it in, March 24th, 2021. So we've had the grant for a while, and we just recently completed the installation of the Wi-Fi in Chetty Camp. So, but we're still have funds available for other parts of the grant, including the installation of Wi-Fi expansion in St. Peter's. So it does give you a much, like a big picture, like you were mentioning, Courtney, of all the grant information.
Mm-hmm.
And it also gives you an idea of what we are managing, right? Like in terms of keeping track of. And the auditor does check all of these grants and goes through all of that, but it's hard to sometimes piece that out of the audit. And, you know, it's very useful when some of these grants impact your local branches as well. where you'd like to kind of really, you know, for example, we have grants for Sherbrooke, right? Mm-hmm. Like you'd like to know where that's at in terms of your particular area that you represent. So that's kind of information, and everybody can think about that. The electronic document might be a little easier to read, and Carly and I'll work on kind of making this a bit more readable, but yeah, so it's a new thing for us. We feel good about it for keeping track of things. Okay, that's it for the financials, so we could do CEO. I have a few notes that are updated from the written report I provided. I've been working on a request for proposals for the building facility repairs, and I realized that we have to maybe take a step back and speak with an architect. We require a new back porch, a new accessibility ramp, and we have a problem with our front main door. And I was putting this together to take out to contractors, and I realized, like, the accessibility ramp that we have might not be the accessibility ramp we want to put in. And by that I mean, I'm not sure that's code based on the new built environment standards. And we don't necessarily need it at that door. It could go on the main door, right? And so I feel like I need to consult with an expert, an architect, get some feedback to see what is the best approach for this. Even the back porch, okay, the back portico, it has an overhang and it has a light. We don't need a light. We don't do anything in the dark. We don't need an overhang. So it's in disrepair and falling apart, right? So if I take it to a contractor and ask them to tell us, you know, how to fix that or replace it or whatever, you're going to get three different proposals potentially without some kind of solution from an architect saying, well, here's what you should do. I'm also concerned about things being sustainable. So for example, the back porch, if we removed what was there and built something that was good and met the needs, but it was much simpler and potentially cheaper, that would be like a better long-term solution for the building, because what we have right now is a flat roof. It's flashed into the building. A flat roof is going to collect water. It's going to potentially rot again. So I have contacted an architecture firm to have like at least an initial discussion, like, because this is not my area of expertise, right? No, well, what do you think about this? What could you do? What would you advise? Because if we don't have a definite solution determined by a qualified person, when I take it out to a contractor, we could get three different solutions, and how will we determine what is the best one? You know, because it's not necessarily the same thing you're bidding on. And particularly with the accessibility ramp, I'd like to make sure that we have something that is the current and is the, you know, an accessibility ramp on the main door would be a little much less shorter and possibly a lot easier to use than the current one. So I'm sorry about that. It's just been trying to get advice and assistance with this. And so this, I just kind of realized as I got into this work and started talking to people, I did speak with an engineering firm, and they're like, it sounds like you need an architect. It's not a mechanical or electrical engineering issue. It's really... So that's kind of the latest on the RFP. I have been...
So, yeah? Laura, so before you do that, can you just send me an email about what you want done and let me talk to Public Works and see if I can't get somebody to do it for free?
Okay, perfect. I will definitely...
I'm not guaranteeing that will happen, but that's just...
Any advice?
Let's just see if I can't get a Public Works architect or an engineer up there to have a look. So, the inherent problem that you may have is that the architect may design something, the builder comes, and after you pay for that advice, and the builder says, I can't build that. And the architect says, well, that's because the builder isn't really good, and then you get at least tit for tat. So, I'm just interested in, even though it's like minor work, whether we could find somebody to do the design fix like as one firm, as opposed to getting claimed by two different companies, right? So.
Well, any advice that they have, because we have a draft RFP, so I'll send you the draft document with a sort of tentative scope of work, would be appreciated. We need more expert insight into this, so that would be brilliant. I will definitely follow up with you. Thank you.
And then the RAF, you know, is Paul Tingley in my shop, so we have those. We have the accessibility grants, so there could even be try to get you some money for just even that consultation work.
That would be great. That would be fantastic. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I know the town of Mulgrave. We, well, it's almost a year ago now, but we received monies for the accessibility to replace doors and so on. I also know that the fire department also received a grant for that type of thing, so maybe monies that we could tap into.
Yeah, that's a really, really good point, because if we got a ramp on the main entrance and got new doors on the main entrance, which I think might be needed, we could get an accessible door there too, which would be very logical. So, okay, I will pursue that. I did have a discussion with the provincial librarian about the facility, and one thing she said is, you know, the province would like to see a plan long-term. No, just a facility plan, right? Like a long-term plan with kind of a business case for assistance with the managing the facility. Like, we don't know the state of the roof. We know the windows leak and need to be replaced. We have three that are urgent, but someone to assess the building overall and provide direction about how you would maintain it.
Yes.
It could be a topic for the strategic planning that we're working on. Because it's the board's asset, and how do we want to, and if it's not something that you do want to maintain into the long term, then there's also the option of selling and renting, and so it's a planning issue for the board, right? So that sounds great though.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we'll continue to work on that. The annual report, we can defer this to the next meeting. It was just the question for the board, because I've since learned that other library regions are not bringing the annual report to the board for approval. They're releasing it almost like an organizational document or like a PR type document, whereas traditionally Israel has had the board approve the annual report. I've kind of looked at it until I can't see it anymore, so if anyone notices any errors or has any questions about content, certainly feel free to advise me about that.
So just on that, I think it's in the your best interest for it to have the board approve it. So then, if you do send it out, the board says, "Well, I didn't know that," right? Unless there's a presentation to the board, and they can flag it, and whether it's an approval or not, but the board should be aware of what's in it before it goes public. I just think that if I was in your position, I wouldn't want to release it without the board having seen it, because then, you know, you're all on one team. I mean, I just think it's a good way to cover your back, quite frankly. So.
Well, I always appreciate the assistance with it, as folks have caught errors, and I have no problem with that. I just kind of wanted to check, because when you start to sort of see differences in practices, you're like, oh, is there something we're doing that we don't need to do?
Yeah, because like if I'm on a public board, like the board would approve would have approval of the annual report going out before the CEO sends it out. So I just think it's good practice.
Great, thank you for clarifying that, Bill. That makes sense to me.
So are you talking about this?
Nope.
Because it's an annual report of the organization of which the board is responsible for.
Yeah.
It's the newest, and it hasn't been released yet, so it was part of the board package. Okay, well that's helpful. So we can defer that to the next meeting, and everyone can have an opportunity to take a look at the details. Okay, and I did have a couple of queries, and it might be relevant. We had a draft board meeting schedule, but I think I'll follow up by email, but the board should take a serious look at that, because the third Thursday of every month, we've been typically no meetings during July and August, and then trying to have a meeting a month for the rest of the year. But for example, the third Thursday in December is December 21st, so are we really going to have a meeting on December 21st, right? So, you know, we'll take a look by email on that, but I just kind of wanted to bring it forward that I wanted to make sure people are actually able to do these meetings, because we have tried to put a schedule together, but it doesn't necessarily seem to quite work, so. And then finally, I'd like to ask about equity, diversity, and inclusion. We started that learning journey, and sorry, that is actually number 8. I'm kind of getting ahead of myself, sorry. So that's actually it for the CEO report. We are continuing to work on programming, which I talked about in the report, and we've got a calendar, calendar document for programming that I will send out to the board for your information by email. So it will give you an idea of the activity that we're trying to build consistently, and what is available at your library, and it also does the whole region, so it'll give you a comparison between what's happening at other locations as well. It's baby steps. I would see the programming strategy yielding results in spring 24, because we need to get all staff focused on this, and they've definitely been excited about this. The public service manager, Michelle, and I are working on this to really build up activity at libraries. And those activities can be on demand or take and make craft kits or activities you can go in and do at the library just when you're there, things you can take home for the kids to do, plus activities that are actually live events and scheduled. Staffing's always a constraint, but I know this is a thing that people want and are concerned about. So we're looking at how to build that up. And so as I say, that it's definitely something that we are putting a lot of thought into. And like I said, I'll share the fall calendar. We are looking at things that are more on demand for the winter months, because it's harder to get out and you get stuff canceled all the time, and really focusing on the spring, fall, summer stuff where the travel is more guaranteed. But so that's kind of the last point for the CEO report.
Laura, I just have a question. Sure. For the calendar, will that be posted to the website so people can access it?
Yes, we're planning the website, and we're also planning social media posts about activities at different locations. So we'd like to advertise it that way as well.
Okay. Does anyone else have any questions regarding the CEO report for Laura?
So equity, diversity, and inclusion, and we should really add accessibility to this as well. It's something to think about, nothing to come to a decision tonight, but I just wanted to bring it forward that if the board wants to continue its learning journey on these topics, what do you want to work on, or how do you want to work towards this? Courtney, you had mentioned possibly community resources or community groups.
Yeah.
And having presentations to the board from different communities, different community groups. Mm-hmm. So if anyone has any suggestions or thoughts, or anyone we could pursue and invite, and you know, I would just like you to think about that and send me off an email. I did submit a grant request for the strategic planning, and one of the aspects of that grant request that is required, or it was important, was equity, diversity, inclusion, and accessibility, and making sure that diverse communities are consulted and heard and taken into account. So it would be good for the board to be meeting folks this as part of the preparation for when we might hear about the strategic planning process and grant. Okay, so that was just another kind of thing to think about.
I was wondering, will there be any materials in the libraries for like Every Child Matters Day or like highlighting Indigenous reading material? I know, and then October is Indigenous Month as well.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. What I will do is I'll discuss it with Michelle, our public services manager. It's helpful if everyone gets a moment to follow us on Facebook, mm-hmm. because we do book promotions on various topics and titles like that. So that's one stream where we're promoting. I've just done a large order of diverse children's titles because part of the problem is that we don't have enough collection to cover the 9 locations in the 3 counties. So we're trying to bump that up. We've done an analysis of the Sherbrooke Library actually of what titles are there, and it's like not great, right? And that was partially in response to a public inquiry about, you know, what kind of diverse titles and are things on the shelves. With children, it's particularly important because, you know, they don't place holds, right? Like they just go and discover the book. So I'll follow up with more information about that. But yes, that is taken into our programming strategy and also our promotion. But it may be a resource issue which we could certainly, you know, seek support for, or see how we could address.
I'm just wondering, like, could we get posters or, you know, like some visible, you know, acknowledgements of what's happening and what's gone on. Just some, like, we're working on the board level, it'd be nice to see it trickle down to the actual locations.
Yes, and that's why, like I say, the collection analysis and trying to purchase, and there are, you know, critical titles that you see out there, but we'd like to see them at the branch promoted as and on the shelf.
Yes.
You know, part of our difficulty is you tell people about it and then it's like, oh, but you have to wait.
Right.
Yeah. So we'd like to, you know, see if we can get a balance there, but it's a really good question, and Michelle and I can certainly think about that more, because she's very conscious of that and has been doing an excellent job on the social media posts. It might be helpful to maybe do a report with those posts for the board, just so you can see what's gone out to the public and what is being promoted and talked about. Okay, so if anyone has any thoughts, contacts, ideas for the equity, diversity, and inclusion learning, please let me know. I will certainly think on it myself. It would be good if we could certainly have at least one board presentation a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that is actually, you know, we could also too, I mean, it may be more challenging, but we could potentially seek speakers on different topics as well and offer them an honorarium or a community group an honorarium, if that would help with travel costs, because that's very legitimate in this area. Like travel and gas is, well, we all know how gas is. So it would be good to provide support if we're gonna ask people to share their knowledge.
Sure.
Yeah, so we'll think about that. So that is really it for me. If anyone has any library reports.
I was really happy to see the partnership for the day camp kids in Sherbrooke. I think we had about 40 kids registered and they had good attendance. But I was so happy to see them getting to go to the library and get cards, because, you know, when you're little, that's a big deal to have a card in your purse or your wallet, right? So, yeah, the kids were pretty thrilled with that. So, thank you for that.
Yeah, I think part of our strategy or learning for myself is that we do good things, we just don't tell folks enough, so we're really working on providing that information to the board, and Michelle is very helpful, or,
yes.
You know, so we're going to try and capture and reflect that so everyone does sort of know about the good things happening. But that was incredibly successful, and thank you very much to the Recreation Department for reaching out and working with us. And I have to say that, you know, we've Had a couple of good conversations already with your new CEO.
Good.
It was lovely.
Yes.
So it's very positive, but we need to, you know, make sure that kind of positive energy is going everywhere. So this is why we're working on the global programming strategy to try and ensure that we bring all aspects of the areas that we serve up together. Yeah. Okay. So if there's nothing anyone else has to add to our date of our next meeting.
Yes.
Just looking at your date for your next meeting is October the 19th. Mm-hmm. Don't you have that working weekend on the 20th?
We do. It would be a board meeting the 19th, and then everyone who's going to the conference would travel on the morning of the 20th to Truro for the conference and work all weekend.
What time does the conference start with that?
The conference, depending on what you booked yourself in, I don't think you'd do a pre-conference session probably, so you'd be like showing up for maybe the Oben's meeting or the evening get together on Friday for
what time?
Probably 4, but let me check with Laura Warner what you signed up for and I'll get back to you. But probably 4 p.m. in Truro. I would get there a little bit early if you could, because the hotel is first come, first served.
There's no reservations.
There are reservations, but it's a weird system. It's you want to get there when the better rooms are still available.
What time? At what time do you really can start checking in? One?
No, I think it's 3, but I'll double check it and get back to you by email.
I'm going to leave from here, that then Thursday 19th and going to Halifax, and then Thursday I'm coming back, so I can there be there at 6 in the morning if you want.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what?
Open the doors.
Yeah. You know what? Maybe you'll come to a pre-conference. I'll check with Laura and send you an email about it. So, yeah, it'll be a busy week.
But I mean, you say it's first come, first serve. Does it mean we have a reservation and somebody else can...
No, you have a reservation, it's just the rooms. You want to get the better rooms.
You don't want to get in the basement.
I'm traumatized because I had a room there that had no desk and no chair. Like, I had to ask for a chair, which, yeah, it was very strange. And it had bunk beds and one little cubby hole room. I can't say it, we're recorded. But it was just, my recommendation is to arrive early and promptly register. I don't want folks to be stuck because there'll be nothing to do about it. I want everybody to be, you know, comfortable. Okay, so the date of the next meeting, October 19th. And
okay, so then we just need a motion to adjourn.
I'll move.